Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just want to share from the Word of God that many times the devil, he makes us think that he's more powerful than God. He does. Because a lot of people don't, I notice even in the churches, that people don't even let the congregation, even especially pastors and preachers, let them know there is an enemy and his name is the devil. He's as real as the nose on your face. You know, and a lot of people believe other things, but listen, those things that you probably believe about the spiritual side is they come from one person, and it's the enemy himself. But if you believe in Christ, well, praise God. And the Bible, one of the things that God actually told me and my wife, I was in the Assembly of God Church, and I was one of the past. I was the one of the youngest pastor in the Kimberley. I was sent out, and I was thrown in the deep end. And I had no experience, and I was in this community, an Aboriginal community, and the population there was about 150. And I would go every morning up to this hill that had a cross because of the remains of the people that was massacred. And I was there and I was praying every day, praying before God. And I would have only three old ladies that would come to church every Sunday, and I would preach my heart out to them. Every Sunday, you know. And then one day I got convicted. I mean, I got converted in the Anglican Church. I was saved in the, I was born again in the Anglican Church at the time. But then God got me out of there, and then I went into an assembly church, and I was ordained in the assembly church, and I was actually sent back to the same community. And God, and as I was saying, every Sunday I would preach to three old ladies, and then one day I was cleaning this building out. I was actually hosing it out, and I was only young at the time. You know, sometimes we don't know what we're doing most of the time, but we're trying to please God, and I was hosing this building out, and you know, I was the one that always setting up everything. Probably Pastor John, maybe in the past, maybe, I'm not sure, but you know, I would set the stage and for the musos, and I would do all these things, put the chairs out for the people, and I would do all that. But praise God, it paid off. Now I don't have to do any of those things, you know. I've got people to just come in and just do it. Amen. And anyway, I was hosting this building out, and this fragrance came through, and I thought a woman who actually walked by. But this smell, this sense was, it was out of this world. I said, I never smelled anything like this, this fragrance. And I was looking around if there was someone walking. And then in the past, then afterward, someone told me, probably the Lord was walking by, just checking on what you're doing, you know? Oh, praise God. And now and then I would smell this fragrance, this beautiful sense. And with the sense would come, the anointing would come with it. Amen? Hallelujah. And I know some of you can sense that now. You can feel it because when I'm speaking, the Holy Ghost is telling you, is confirming that what I'm saying is true. Amen? That's why you can feel it. And anyway, I would go up to this hill and I would pray. And then one day I came back and I was doing the same thing hosting the church. And the Lord said, lay hands on the pews. And I said, and then right there, he gave me a scripture. And he said, you know, he started talking about when the fishermen threw their net on the left. And he said, I want you to start laying hands. And he said, I want you to claim souls on these chairs. So I said, okay, by faith, I'm going to lay hands. And I was claiming souls by faith. And then the Sunday came, and I was watching that three old ladies coming again, and I'm preaching away. I'm saying, where, Lord, where? you know? And then following Sunday came, nothing happened. Same three old lady came back again. Third Sunday, they came in, guess what? Half of the community came in. Supernaturally. And then there was a young lady that came, didn't know anything about God. You talk about a prophet or a prophetess. Man, this girl, she would walk in, hey, God was just all over her. And she would walk in, because she didn't even know what was happening to herself too. And she would just walk in and just go, you, stand up. You got this wrong, you got, and people were just out, moving. And she was an Aboriginal girl. She didn't even know what was happening, so I ended up pulling her to the side. I said, come here. I said, before you go and point people out or get people out, I said, you come to me first because I'm the pastor of this church. Wisdom, see? Anything that God shows you, you tell me first and then I'll confront the person. Okay. And people was very nervous when she would come, eh? She would walk in and you'll see them, oh, really tense. You'll feel the atmosphere, you know? And I said, man. And I was always watching her because, yeah, and she had that, oh, she wanted to get up there and, you know, just give it to them sort of thing, you know. And I said, yeah. But then after a while, she realized what she were. She was a prophet. And she was so hungry for God, she would spend time in the presence of God. And that's what she would do. And she would just sit there and just worship God, just put a worship song and just worship God all day, all day. And there was a young bloke that came in, and I thought he had went and rubbed baby oil over his body. You know, his face was just lit up. And he stood out from the crowd like a sore thumb. And I would look at him and I said, brother, what are you rubbing oil all over yourself? He said, no, pastor, I've been reading the Word of God. I've been in the Word of God all night till daybreak. And his face would just lit it up. So hungry for God. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's some of you that actually have left that. And God is calling you to come back to that, His first love. You're wondering why or what's happening to you? Because God is not focused in your life anymore. You've taken your eyes off God and you've focused your eyes on something else. God said He's a jealous God. So I'm encouraging you this day. He's the author and the finisher of your faith, not those things that you are focusing on now. So put your eyes back on Jesus Christ, the Lord of your life. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. And that's what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God tells us that Satan is both, he's actually a liar. He's a liar and a deceiver. You know, there's no truth in him. It's like most of our people, even, you know, we talk about culture. They think witchcraft is part of their culture. And I'm saying, no, it was adopted. And God, see, got me out. I was in the Assembly of God church, and God pulled me out of that church, and he said, this is one of the things that he said to me and my wife. He said, my people, this is what he was saying for the Aboriginal people. He said, my people are destroyed of lack of knowledge. And I've been listening to them, because when they pray and say, Father, it's like that song. What song? You know, I never heard the Word of God comes out of their mouth. And, you know, God said, I want you to train them. I want you to equip them. And I want you to empower them with the Word of God. Amen? And I've been telling people, my people, I said, this book here, it's not a novel. And it's not just any ordinary book. But this book here is supernatural. If you get a hold of this Word, you apply it to your life. You work this Word will work for you. Amen? It will. I tried it. Now listen, I haven't been to university. I didn't even finish any of my schooling. Never been to a Bible college. But this year, I took it and I said, okay, I was asking God like this. I said, Lord, you used Timothy. You used Paul, you used Silas. They prayed for aprons, handkerchief, and they laid it on people's body. Sickness left them. Demons came out of them. I said, I don't see it happening in the church anymore. And you know what he said to me? He said, lay hands. So I said, okay, by faith, lay hands. A mother and a father brought a baby in. They said, this baby will never walk, never talk, will be a vegetable for the rest of his life. Simple prayer. It was an outdoor meeting. Laid hands. Prayed that God would heal him and restore him. They took the baby back. Laid the baby on the floor. Mom and dad was asleep. About 3 in the morning, baby jumped up on the bed. Mom, dad. Amen? And it's still happening. We had people in our church that raised the dead back to life. A young girl hung herself. She fellowshiped with us, but she was actually boarding with another lady that fellowshiped with us as well. And while she was there, the lady's daughter went and hung herself. They got the body down. She was inside. The mother walked back in, and the family of hers was still around crying. And the woman walked back in, told the young lady that fellowship with us, and said, can you go out there and do something? As she was walking out, the enemy started bombarding her mind. She's gone. You don't have to worry about her. She's finished. But that didn't move her. Because what we teach is that we're not moved by what we see, we are not moved by what we hear, and we are not moved by what we feel. But we are moved by what the Word of God says. Amen? So she just continued to keep walking, knelt down beside the body. Now there was family still crying. Prayed, bind up the spirit of death in the body, commanded it to come out in the name of Jesus, and commanded her spirit, called her name, commanded her spirit to come back into her body, and the body just sat up like that. The girl sat up like that. People were crying in their eye, went, huh? Right in front of them. But these things are not recorded. But it's happening in the Kimberley, in the outback. Amen? Hallelujah. Can I give you a few scriptures? From 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. If you're writing it down, you just write it down if you're taking notes. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. And John chapter 8, verse 44. You know, as I was saying, the devil, he would like you to believe that he's more powerful than God, but he's not. And you know, today, Satan can take scriptures. He can take scriptures out of context. You know that? He can take the truth, turn truth into error, and take error and make it as truth. And there's a lot of, you know, I've been listening to people, and that's why it's good to study the Word, start memorizing the Word of God. Amen? And I encourage our church to memorize the Word of God. And how many have been to Halls Creek here? Just show us a hand, I know. Okay. Halls Creek in Western Australia in the Kimberley. Yeah. And this is one of the things that I end up pulling up the church. I end up telling them, I said, look, I've seen you walking around, because every Sunday I would say, come on, I need some feedback. I need a bit of sharing. I want to know what's happening in your life, what God is doing, you know? And no one wouldn't get up and share, so I said to them, look, I want you to get your face in the Bible. I want you to start memorizing. And every Sunday, man, even in prayer, they just pray the will of God now. They quote scriptures just like, I don't know what, just comes out of them. You might think they've been to Bible college. No. But this is one of the things that God said. I want you to train them, equip them, and empower them. Amen? And I said, because you need to stand your ground, and because the enemy is so real, and we know the mindset is the battlefield. And this is where you win or lose here. And if you don't take control of this here, you'll never have control of all this here. You know what I mean? So the mind is the battlefield. And it's the only thing that can pull it down is the Word of God. Now every day the enemy is shooting his fiery dart. But it's our responsibility to use the Word of God back to these fiery darts. Amen? Can I have an amen in the house? And God is equipping His church in these last days. Now, there was a great move once. There was a spirit move. And then came the word movement. But now God is bringing it all together. There's going to be the word and the spirit. Amen? Because without the spirit, if you only have the word, you will dry up. And if you have only the spirit without the word, you'll blow up. But if you have the word and the spirit, you'll grow up. Amen? Praise God. And that's one of the things that we are teaching. And a lot of people are chasing signs and wonders. But you know, you got to be careful of these things too, because you know, if it's not in line with the word of God, then yeah, you could be chasing something else. You know what I mean? And that's why we encourage our church to memorize, meditate, and study the Word of God. Amen? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Amen? And, you know, you get a lot of people. That's why I say the devil, he can take the truth, you know, and deceive a lot of people. That's where deception comes in. And it can turn truth into error, error into truth. And when you listen to people, when they quote scriptures, you know, I was talking to a brother and he was sharing and he said, he quoted from Matthew 6:33. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added unto you. I said, that's true what you said. But there's a verse missing, a part missing. He said, no. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. What's the other one? His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Amen? So if you seek God's word first, because that's what He wants you to do. And as I was saying before, if you want this word to work, you've got to work it. You've got to ask. We sang a song just not a while ago. Ask and you shall receive. Amen? I was preaching one day and I said, money cometh in the name of Jesus. I went back home. A bloke came to our place, drove up, pulled up, jumped out of the car, walked up to me, and I was waiting what he was going to do. Pulled out his wallet, slammed that money in my hand, jumped in his car and took off. Was that the devil? No, it was God. Said, because I said, money cometh. Money do have here, but he does use people. Amen? He's not going to just float and come, you know, land on your hand. No, he used people. Amen? Hallelujah. I used to be a miner. I used to work in the mine. Now, listen, my education wasn't really good, but I got into the mine. Praise God. I've got experience for underground and open cut. I can operate any machine. Not boasting, but that's the truth. You know, I wanted to do a trainer course to train up some of our people because I understand they don't know how to read and write. But you show them things, man, they can operate it. You know? And I know most of our brothers and, you know, white brothers and sisters, they're like that too as well. You know, you give them a bit of thing, they can do it, eh? You don't need to go to school. I mean, you've got a mind there, you know? You got eyes and ears, you just got to sit, listen, and look. And then you get on it. Amen? Praise God. And hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's what God wants us to get into His Word and start memorizing it. I want to encourage you, church. If you're feeling bored and you're feeling down within yourself, I want to encourage you, get into the Word of God. You need to have an intimate relationship with Him. You can come to church and be crying out, but see, God needs you too. God, that's what I say to the people. And they're saying, Lord, send someone across to the, you know, across to my people. I said, no, God is preparing you. He's going to send you back to your own people, to your own tribe. See, I'm actually, before we were married like you had, I'm a Jaru person, but I can't really say I'm a Jaru. That's my tribe, and I also speak Jaru. But now, see, if I were to marry someone, I was supposed to marry someone in that tribe. But now that there's other tribes married into others, so you got Gugaja, Gija, Walmajara, and you got Gurindji. This is all the tribe I'm actually involved. So I can't just say I'm a Jaru because people say, you're not only a Jaru, you're a Gija. And they can say, they'll say, you're not only a Gija, but you're a Gugaja. You know? And so that's where we are. But what we're trying to do is, because most of our young people are sort of wandering away from that, we're trying to bring them back. And we want to teach them to do the dancing again, but in a Christian way. You know what I mean? And, you know, some of the people, I said, look, I want to bring the boomerang back. We got a dij player, but they were a bit touchy about bringing the dij into the church to play it. And they were thinking, well, it's wrong. I said, no, it's not wrong. And I remember back in the days, first time when they first had church, they couldn't even bring a drum in the church. They said the drum was actually of the devil. You know, even the guitar. And they're all made out of wood. Why can't we have a dig in the church? You know? So anyway, I said, we can bring the dig, the boomerang, and the clapstick. Praise God. And, you know, and now we do sing songs in our language. And we encourage our people to do these things. You know, just changing the mindset. And we've seen a lot of things happening in our church meeting that God has been doing. I had people come in and did some crazy things, walking in there trying to put curses on people and things like that. But praise God. You know, God has given the body of Christ a gift called discernment. Amen? And my wife, I'm not trying to put her up on a pedestal or anything like that because she's my wife. I'm boasted. But I'll tell you, you talk about a prophet. Man, she's a prophetess, all right? And she'll just sit there and she'll look at you. She knows, eh? Oh, you can't hide anything from her. That's why she keeps me on the straight and narrow. Praise God. And I'm blessed with her. You know, because God, see, I'm an apostolic, she's a prophetic. So the apostolic and the prophetic work together as a hand and a glove. Amen? Praise God. And when she sees things and she knows there's an attack coming, she wakes me up. Come on, you're the head of the house. Get up. Go out there and deal with it. So anyway, I'll go out there and do what I have to do. Praise God. But this is one of the things that I'm trying to get at is that God wants His church to know His Word more and to know Him. Amen? Because as I was saying, the devil, that's why the body of Christ is so being deceived, because we need to understand the Word of God. Now, sometimes people can misquote Scriptures and misinterpret Scriptures. Amen? But if you have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. You'll know exactly, amen, if you've been studying the Word of God. And do not be deceived, because many are going to come and they're going to preach the Word of God. And a lot of, you know, I've been in churches and I was sitting up in the front one morning. And I had my Bible, and I said, okay, I'll check this fellow out, what he's talking about. And he misquoted scriptures. And I looked around and I said, how come there's no one ain't reading the Bible? And this bloke looked at me like that and he said, look, Darren, just close your Bible. I said, yeah, right. And I sat there and I checked him word for word. But he was right out. Amen? And that's why God is calling his church to get back to where they was. Amen? To get back into the Word of God. And to deal with anything, you need the Word of God because it's a weapon. Amen? You know it's a weapon? It's not only a book, but it's a weapon. Because when you get the Word of God within you, you know, just meditating and memorizing the Word, because it just comes out of your mouth. It doesn't just come out of your mouth and just go into empty space. No. When you're walking around, your hair stands up sometimes. We don't even know what's there because we can't see it, eh? Because the body holds you in time. But the Word of God, see, Jesus said, the words that I speak, it's spirit and it's life. So when the Word of God comes out of your mouth, man, it comes out with power and authority. Whatever's around you or near you, it'll take it out. Amen? That's your weapon. You know, when you feel fear, you don't say, oh, there's something there. No, use the Word of God. God hasn't given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Amen? This is how you got to speak. I speak to the devil like a dog. Get out! In the name of Jesus. But I don't, you know, I feel the atmosphere a bit funny or different in my house. I say, get out. You're not welcome in this house. Amen? Hallelujah. Because God is raising up a new breed of people. You know that? In this last days. And if you don't know that, you know that now. Amen? This is yes. This is no. Hallelujah. Praise God. And see, we got to speak these things and call these things as the Word of God say. Call these things as if it were into existence. You've got to call it. Amen? Hallelujah. I've seen cancer disappear. Kidney. There's people having failure with kidney. God miraculously, supernaturally, gave them brand new kidneys. There was a lady, I was in Cairns. Prayed on the phone. She was in Perth, Western Australia. From a community just out of Derby, from the Kimberley, Monjum. Anyone heard of that place, Monjum? Just out of Derby. Was down there, and I said, sister, she wanted prayer. She said, sister, are you born again? She said, no. She gave that religious tone sort of thing. I am with the Uniting Church Congress. I said, oh, anyway, we'll come in agreement. And my wife was there. We both came in agreement with her. And we said, we're going to pray for you. We're going to come in agreement according to Matthew 18, 19, and 20. It is written, again I say to you, when two of you agreeing on earth concerning anything that you ask, it shall be done by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, he's there in the midst of us. Amen? And I said, even though we are distant physically, there's no distance in the spiritual realm. I said, sister, in the name of Jesus, I said, I command, I bring your heart. And right there as we was praying, I seen her jump off through the eyes of faith. I seen her jump off the bed completely whole. The very next day they were pushing her in. Into the operating room. Before they pushed her in, they did a last check on her. She walked out of the room completely whole. Amen? Hallelujah. God wants you to speak His Word. Don't speak your word, what you think or what you feel, no. Because it's not going to work. But if you speak His Word, according to Isaiah 55 verse 11, so shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things to where I've sent it. Amen? Hallelujah. And this is what God does, because according to Jeremiah 1, 12, chapter 12, verse 1, it says, He watches His word, and He performs it. Because if you're speaking about something else, He won't work. He's not going to go to work. But the minute you speak the Word of God, Holy Ghost goes to work. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. And God wants His people to get back to His Word. Amen? And to have that relationship
again with Him. Amen? And some of you have wandered away from your first love, and God is calling you back to that first love again. Amen? I'm here to encourage you. There's a great outpouring of God's Spirit. It's about to shake this nation. I'm telling you, by the Spirit of God. I shared it with my brother, Warren, what is about to hit this nation. And I said, I was actually texting a few brothers around Queensland, New South Wales, and they said, you know what, we've been waiting for this day. We didn't know when, where, or who was going to kickstart this off. And they said, if God is using you, then they said, we want to be there when it happens. Amen? The government can do or say whatever they want to say, but listen, God has this last say. Amen? As I said, He's going to shake this nation. By the Spirit of God, He's going to do that. Praise God. And now God is telling, He told me to go into other communities. There's people, a lot of people are frightened of to go into these other communities that they know it's one of the fearing community. You talk about witchcraft, pointing the bone, things like that. They're fearful of those things. See, and this is what I'm encouraging the church this day. I'm saying, listen, you don't need to fear those things anymore. Because the day you accepted Jesus Christ, you made Him Lord of your life. I said, He didn't give you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen? Hallelujah. And people are ringing me up and saying, come to Alice Springs, come to this community. But I said, I've got no vehicle. I only got a bus. How can I drive this bus through these roads, these rough and rugged roads, you know? By the time I get there, probably the bus will fall apart. You know? But these people are crying out. I had a person that came all the way from the Northern Territory, from Groot Island. And they said he was one of the top lawmen. And you don't mess with these people, you know? They'll take you out. And, you know, he came in. There was something wrong with his heart. He walked in like that, very slow. And I was actually song-leading at the time, too. And I looked over and I said, whoa. But I seen the condition that he was in. Because you can see death was all over him. Death was going to take him out. And then I got up, started sharing the Word of God. He came forward, laid hands on him. I said, brother, check that blanket off. I said, see that gate? By faith, run. He was completely whole, just like that. Amen? Hallelujah. Laid hands on him. Isaiah 53, verse 5. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Apply that to his body, and I said, run. He said he felt there was a change like this. Something happened in his heart. Amen? Praise God. God wants to heal some of you here today as well. Amen? And we need to be healed here as well. Hello? Don't shut me down when I'm preaching good. Amen? Praise God. But that's what God wants to do. He wants His church. Listen, you don't need to keep running to the pastor and saying, Pastor, please pray for me. Lay hands on me. No. That's why I get the congregation. I say, you get into the Word, you start laying hands on yourself. Amen? If you've got a member of, I know if there's a family member come to you and saying, take me to pastor, you say, no, I'll pray for you. Amen? Because, listen, it's for whosoever. Amen? The gift is there, but it's for whosoever. You got to use the gift that God has given you. Amen? And it's for the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know God is stirring some people up here right now. You're getting hungry for the Word of God, and I'm encouraging you, you need to get into the Word of God. Start memorizing it. Amen? When the enemy start attacking, you don't need to go and look for that Bible and, oh, what does it say here? You know? No. Keep it here. Amen? Hallelujah. It was... See, I couldn't even read properly. Couldn't even read, eh? But praise God, the Holy Ghost taught me how to read. Amen? And there's a lot of things that He'd done through me, and I've seen things happen. Jesus actually woke me up. I've seen Him. This day, Dara, you choose. And I tell you, when I seen Him, He shook the core from within out. Oh, man, I was shaken. I seen Him. He was more bigger than this house here. This building is tall. He said, this day you choose. And He's coming back for His bride. Amen? He loves you so much that He wants you to get to know Him more. Amen? Can I have an amen in the house? Hallelujah. Praise God. You know why I'm not scared of looking people in the eye? I praise God for an old bloke, an old elderly white bloke. He said, boy, come here. And I used to walk around like that. He said, when you look at someone, look them in the eye. And I was... He said, look them in the eye. He said, only roosters walk around like that. But eagles, they fly high. Amen? And that's why I just look people straight in the eye. I don't care who you are, what you are. You know? Because I've got no fear of man, but I do fear God. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you, and I want to leave that with you, what I've just said, that God wants you to get back into His Word. Amen? Hallelujah. And I guarantee you, if you do that, you will see things start happening in your life. It's not a magical book, but I'm just saying, if you get that Word in you and start practicing it, become a doer, you'll see it happening. Amen? Hallelujah. You could be praying for some people just down the road there. No, God is preparing you to go down there and talk to those people down there. He's not going to send someone down there for you. He's preparing you to go down there. Amen? Hallelujah. And that's what I always say to the people back home. I said, He's preparing you to go and speak to your own tribe, your own people. Amen? Hallelujah. There's no Indian in the house? Have we got an Indian in the house? No? A lot of the Indians, you know, when they see me because of my eyes, they always... Huh? And I tell them, I'm not an Indian, I'm an Aboriginal. No, you're Indian. I said, nah. Nah, I'm not Indian. But praise God. Hallelujah. So that's mean I can mix in with anybody. Nah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And there's other things too I want to encourage you. When you're in the Word of God, because of your belief and what you believe, you don't go on forcing people to try and make them believe what you believe. You know what I mean? If a JW, you know, they always come around and, you know, one fella, I was trying to close the door, but he went and put his shoes like that, eh? Hey, what's wrong with this bloke? So I said, okay, you want to talk? We'll talk. I said, what is it you want to say? Say it. So he was there sharing away, talking about his, what they call it, watchtower and all this and that. And I said, you finish? Okay, let me tell you what I believe. I said, I'm a pastor. And I started quoting scriptures. Hey, that bloke packed his bag and he said, brother, I'll come back and I'll see you next time. He walked away. See, when you know the Word of God, you'll know how to deal with things like that. Amen? Hallelujah. Because that's why the Word of God says, see, when you when you study, you show themself approved unto God, a workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen? Hallelujah. And with other people, you know, people got to have a saying, I don't go to church, but I stay home and I just pray and I read the Word of God. You know, I don't need to go to church. Hey, my Bible tells me, he says, do not forsake the fellowship of the saints. You need to be in church. Because if you take a coal out of the fire and leave it over here, what happened? It dies out. There's no life. So that coal needs to go back into the fire to get life. Amen? And that's why a lot of people are running away and they think God's going to bless them. God doesn't bless lone rangers. No, you need to be with a company. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. That's why God wants you to study His Word. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. And I believe Pastor John is a good teacher. Amen? Come on, brother. Hallelujah. Humble man. Praise the Lord. But I see fire happening in most of you right now. I can see fire. It's like someone striking a lighter. I can see flames actually in your belly coming up. Amen? I can see it. And I can tell you, gifts, there is gift. I can tell who is apostle, who's a prophet, who's evangelist, who's the teacher. I can tell you. I got eyes to see that. And that's one of my gifts. Amen? Praise God. And that's why I'm here to stir you up. I'm telling you, God wants you to get back to His Word. Coming to church, having fellowship is good, but you need to have quality time with God Himself. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. You need to have that intimate relationship with Him. Spend time with Him. Talk to Him, even when you're walking down the street. You're not gone mad, you're talking to Him. I speak to Him, even when I'm driving along, Lord, what is it you want me to do today? You know? I talk to Him. Well, He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you forever. And He's closer than a brother. Amen? He lives within. Amen? Praise God. And He wants you to talk to Him. Most of the time we forget about Him because He's just sitting there. Come on, when are you going to talk to me? When are you going to talk to me? Are you going to talk to me or what? You know? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 23. Most of the time it says, no, we'll read it. It says, but avoid foolish and ignorant dispute, knowing that they gender strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth. As I was saying before, people that you're trying to get to make them believe what you believe, don't get angry with them. You've got to have patience with them. Amen? Because one time you didn't believe what you believe now, hey? You don't just grab someone by the collar and say, come here, I want you to believe what I believe. No. You got to love on the person. Amen? And that's what I do with most of the JW. You know, I just love to listen to them. But, you know, they want to challenge you. And when you start bringing that sword out, well, I've got my sword now. You going to listen to me? Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, but a lot of people are actually in bondage today because of what they believe. It is true. And they don't believe exactly what you believe too, most of the time. If you believe in the Word of God, they believe in something else. And a lot of people are in bondage. Believe it or not, they are. They are. But I want to say this. The only truth that will set you free, Jesus said it in John chapter 8, verse 31, 32. Anyone know that scripture? That's right. The truth will set you free, eh? That's why you need to get into the Word of God. And that's why I say to a lot of people, if you believe in other things, if you're believing in witchcraft or whatever, and I said, you've been messed up in your mind, I said, get into the Word of God. That will help you. You don't really need hands laid on you to be delivered. Even though salvation is for the spirit man. Deliverance is for the soul, but healing is for the body. You know? You need the Word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's why I never argue with people, whatever they believe. Just go along with what they're saying and just listen to what they got to say. Amen? But if you share the Word of God, John chapter 8, verse 31, 32, you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. Amen? Because you don't just go tell him anything what you believe and what you know. Because listen, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Amen? Amen? Because never rely on your own thoughts. Because listen, you will fail. But if you start speaking the Word of God, see, Holy Ghost, He knows the heart of the person. If you speak the Word of God, He'll bring that to light. Amen? And that's how people get set free, through the Word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I even do that with Mormons. You have all these young blokes that come around with their bike. I like to just sit there and just listen to what they get to say. And when I start talking, they all jump on their bike and take off again too. Yeah. Praise God. Don't try and make up these big stories, you know, about something. You need to get into the Word of God if you're going to deal with things like that. Amen? Because you're trying to save them from what they believe. Amen? And the only thing that's going to do it is through the Word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, and through the Word of God, I've seen, listen, you know, we call people that practice these things, black magic or whatever, we call them wanya. That's in our language. Or they call featherfoot. You probably heard of featherfoot? These things. They're the hitman. They do the payback. If you don't think, they'll come looking for you. You know, same thing. Witches, warlock, do the same thing. You can run and hide, but you can't hide, eh? You can run to another state. I'm not here to glorify the devil. I'm just telling you. But these people, they practice. And these things are real. But when you know the Word of God and when you know who you are in Christ Jesus, you can confront these things. Amen? Hallelujah. These people, I see them. But when they see me walking down the road, I'll tell you right now, every Christian that these people that plays around with these stuff, when they look at a Christian, they see light flying out of your eyes. If you don't know that, well, you know that now. As a believer, I'm telling you, that's why they won't look at you. They always put their head down like that. And when you speak, they see light coming out of your mouth. Christians. And you might be thinking, but I've got no power. Listen, I'm just only a little Christian. No, you're more than that. You're a supernatural Christian. Amen? Greater is He that is in you than he, the devil, that is in this world. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Get into the Word of God. Get into it. Start memorizing. Start meditating on it. Amen? You're probably having a problem with your mind. Listen, speak the Word of God over yourself. Amen? I was sharing with Brother Warren. My little boy comes up and he says, Old man, I want something to eat. And I would say to myself, remind myself, you're not old. You're young. Your youth is renewed every day. Amen? Because I'm speaking that over my body, over my life. Amen? Hallelujah. And I tell my body, I say, you come in line with the Word of God. You'll be restored, you'll be healed, and you're made whole in Jesus' name. Amen? And I say to my mind, you have the mind of Christ. Amen? Well, praise God. You know, people look, they think we are crazy sometimes. And I say, yeah, I lost my mind, but I do have the mind of Christ. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. You can smile. Come on. You don't have to be serious. Praise the Lord. And I want to encourage you, God wants you to get back to know Him. Amen? And there's nothing that's going to get you over what you're going through except the Word of God. Amen? Because the favor of God is on you now. Praise God. Because God said He'll open doors that no man can shut, and He'll shut doors that no man can open. Amen? He'll make a way where there's no way. Hallelujah. I've seen it. God just opened doors that it looks impossible to man, but everything is possible to God. Amen? Communities are just opening up. But listen, I'm only one man. There were other people there, but I don't know what happened. And God said to train leaders up and send them out, equip them. Because they got to know who their enemy is. They got to know how to use their weapon. You've got to be a skillful swordman, just like the Word of God, dividing the Word of truth. Amen? You got to know to be dressed for battle, putting on the armor of God. It's a real fight. As I said, the mind is the battlefield. This is where you win or lose. That's why the Word of God said, gird up the loins of your mind. Amen? Put on the whole armor of God and be dressed for battle every day. Praise God. I've seen people walk in into the meeting like this. Do you know the devil can walk into a meeting like this? I've seen him. Hey, they can sit up there. I've seen it. But I'll tell you, they know when a true man and woman of God walk into a building. Because I was sitting down, me and my wife walked in, and the minute I walked, I had seen this person, and I said, I went like it to my wife, I said, look over there. And she's seen him. And this person was sitting up there, and the pastor was preaching his heart out, and this person was cursing him, saying all these things. And then this person stopped there. And then he knew we were looking at him, and he turned around and looked. As soon as he seen us looking at him, bent down, got his bag, and walked out. It's not a game. It's not a game. This is real. Why I talk like this? Because I had enough of the devil. He's been kicking me around, now it's time to give him a boot too. Amen? And I'll go anywhere where God calls me to go. And there are people in communities, they are crying out for the truth. They want someone to go into these places to help them. You know, and there is pastors. They get frightened of these things because of the dark side of things. You know, and I'm saying, you don't have to fear these things. You've got to learn to trust the Word of God and believe in the Word of God. Hallelujah. How am I going with time there, Pastor? Praise the Lord. And you know, you need someone to go in. Someone that knows about these things. Amen? I'm not only dealing with my own mob, but I do deal with people who, there's witches and warlocks too, I deal with them. They don't scare me. I've seen the blood of Jesus. When I plead the blood, there was a fellow that was actually living in the same place. The minute I plead the blood, he couldn't even come near us or couldn't even walk in the building. See, the blood of Jesus is camouflage. The minute they come into the building like that, they get shocked. If you didn't know that, well, you know that now. Amen? to plead the blood over your life, over your home, over your property, over your car. I even plead the blood on the Great Northern Highway when I'm traveling in Western Australia. Because you got things that people are speaking over the roads, and I plead the blood to the curses is all broken over the road. Amen? Hallelujah. Because the blood, listen, it talks for itself. Amen? And there is power. One day there was a lady that came to my wife and his mom. She knew that there was people actually after him. They were going to do it. And in the spirit, she came and she looked at. She said, through the wall, she can see through the wall in the spirit. These things are real. If you get serious with God, listen, God will get serious with you. The real you is a spirit. You have a soul, but you live in this body. Amen? When the Holy Spirit, when you accepted Jesus Christ and made Him Lord of your life, the Holy Spirit came in and He united Himself with your spirit man. Amen? He joined up with your spirit man. There is gift inside of you that you don't really know. But you need to activate these gifts. How? Through the Word of God. Amen? You've got to tap into these things. Hallelujah. But because we can't see these things, because the body holds us in time, God is not, He's not a God of time. No. Amen? And why I'm saying this, because my wife had she's always having these encounters. She's seen through this wall, you can see these two blokes, actually, they're looking at this woman. And this tall fellow was standing up, this other little short fellow walked in. He was angry because he was coming in to grab this woman. The minute he got to he went past the gate, just about to get through the door, he got electrocuted, and he was actually sent all the way back to the road. The blood of Jesus. And there is power in that. Amen? Hallelujah. This is real. I'm telling you. That's why I say to the church back home, I don't come here and just praise the Lord. If I don't feel the anointing, that door, I'm out. Amen? Because the way I talk, because I love my God. Amen? And I don't play church. Sorry, but I don't. And I don't come in putting on a mask. I had those days, but those days are over. Amen? Because I got serious with God. I said, Lord, I want to see your power. I want to see things happening in the church. And now God revealed these things. And I've seen it happen. As I said before, I've seen kidney. People who had kidney failures, God restored them. Cancer disappeared. There was a young girl that had leprosy. Prayed for her. They sent her down to Perth. They said, there's nothing wrong with you. Completely whole. Amen? Whole. There was a young lady had a brain, something wrong. They said if they were going to put her through this machine, this like a CAT scan or something, they said her brain would burst open or something like that. But we prayed for her. Everything went well. There was nothing wrong with her either. There was no sign of cancer, nothing. Amen? Through the Word of God. As I said before, there was a move of the Spirit. Then there came a move of the Word, but now God is bringing it all back together again. Amen? Hallelujah. So we can know Him more and have this relationship with Him. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Can we all stay? If that's all right, Pastor? Do you want... Let's put this off. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you believe that God is speaking to you today, hallelujah. I want to give you an opportunity. If you want prayer, you can come to the front. Amen? Maybe for some that haven't given their heart to the Lord and you want to know Him more, listen, that'll be one of the greatest things that you'll ever do. Amen? I used to be a smoker. Used to be a drinker. I used to be a fighter. I used to do all those things. When you're young, you hang around with older people, you get influenced. You reckon you're a man, shove this down your throat, eh? You got a bottle of rum in your mouth, you're drinking, you think you're a big man. And then you start smoking when you're young, you think, because you can draw it back and you know it all. You become a smoker. You want to be cool. But listen, God took all that away from me. And I've been shining a light down that path for many youth, for a while now, to a lot of youth. You know, it doesn't prove anything. It destroys you. Drink. I wasn't a party person. I used to just drink. And wherever I'm drinking, I get drunk and I sleep there. Then get up looking for revival. You know? That's all I've been doing. But I praise God for what He has done in my life. I give Him all the glory. He's the only one that can change the heart of a man. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you want prayer, you come. The anointing is here to break yokes, to destroy yokes. Amen? You come. If there's habits that you're probably doing secretly, He wants to take that away from you. Amen? Amen? As I was saying too, there's healing here that God needs to heal. Amen? Hallelujah. There are wounded soldiers in the body of Christ that God wants to, listen, restore back to Himself. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to hold you here too long, but if you need prayer, come now. Don't call me when I'm walking out through the door, Pastor. Can you pray for me? No, you should have come now when the anointing is flowing. Amen? Because I won't be praying for you. I'll just say, I'll see you next time. Praise God. So you come. Come on. You come. Holy Ghost fire. You've been praying for fire? It's time. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. God wants to set you free. Pastor, have we got people that help us in the fellowship catching? Okay. Hallelujah. So those who are here in the front, I just want you to lift your hand. Not here. I just want to encourage you. Lift your hand as if you're reaching to the sky. Come on. This is a sign of surrender. When you're surrendering all to God. You heard that song? I surrender all. Hi. You want me to hold your Bible, brother? I'll hold it for you. Just lift your hand. God is about to work wonders. Here He comes. Here He comes. Here He comes. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And I want to encourage you, don't fight with Him. Don't wrestle with Him. Just relax in the Holy Ghost. Here He comes. Now. Fire. 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 Receive it, brother. It's all over you right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Fresh. Fresh fire. Stirring. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord's saying He's going to give you a new song today. New song. A new song. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Afresh. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire. I break it. I break it now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I loosen her. Now. Now. Be gone. Be gone. In the name of Jesus. Fill her. Fill her. Fill her. Afresh. Father, I just pray. Healing. And restore. Here it comes, sister. Just receive it. Don't fight Him. Don't fight Him. In the name of Jesus, heal. Lord, I apply your word to her body, according to Isaiah 53, verse 5, that you are wounded for our transgression, you are bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of peace was upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. I take that word and I apply it to her body, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, in the name of Jesus. Now, behold. Thank you, Lord. Grant our heart desire. Fire of the Holy Ghost, fresh. A stirring. A stirring. A stirring.
Woo!
Stirring. In the name of Jesus, stirring. Yes. Receive it. Sister, don't fight him. Don't fight him. You feel you're going to go back? Listen, go with the flow. Amen? You fight him. If you're going to stand there, you're going to keep rocking like that. Don't you fighting him. Hallelujah. He wants to do something in you. Afresh this day. In the name of Jesus. I take out that heart of stone and I put a heart of flesh, Father. You put a heart of flesh right now in the name of Jesus. Yes. Ho. Are you a teacher, brother? You're a teacher? No? But no, I see teaching. I see teaching all over you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Fire. Fire. Oh, hallelujah. Father, I just pray for my brother here. You strengthen him. You restore him. I command his body to come in line with your word, to be restored, to be healed and made whole. I speak to the organs of his body to function properly in the name of Jesus Christ. From the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. I speak to the marrows, the joints, the muscles. I command it to function in the name of Jesus. Now. 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 Be whole in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Afresh this day. Same with my sister, Lord. Fresh. Hallelujah. Healing. Fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You want to bring them down this one? There is more here. Don't hold back. Come on. You want to get touched? Come on. You know, when any preacher would come, a prophetic messenger or healing or something like that, I'd never wait, hey. My bull is up in the front. Give it to me. I want that. Come on. Praise God. I never hold back for anything because I wanted God to use me and I wanted what God had for me. Hallelujah. To receive it. Father, in the name of Jesus, afresh this day, fire the Holy Ghost. Whoa! Oh, yes, fire. 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 Ha. Fire. 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 Whoa. Fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. Fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fresh. There is a brother coming down. Receive. Receive. Freely give, freely receive. Fire of the Holy Ghost. I see your mind opening up, brother. Your mind starting to open up. Understanding more. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Oh, fresh. 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 Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, people would say that when I pray for people, they would go home and have dreams, and they would see things, eh? And some of you are going to see visions, you're going to have dreams that it's like those last days, and I know that from the Holy Ghost, I know that. You're going to have dreams that you're going to see things. Hallelujah. If there's someone here that's really good of understanding dreams, then I encourage you to go to the person. Amen? Hallelujah. My wife, she interprets dreams too. She got that gift like Joseph. Yeah. But, you know, dreams, people always coming to her and bringing dreams, and she would tell them. You know, and dreams, and sometimes it won't come like that. She got to wait on the Holy Ghost. Sometimes she'll pray on it. And then the Holy Ghost will reveal it and tell her what it actually means, the dream. Hallelujah. And I praise God because you need to have a vision. Amen? And one of the things that I know that a lot of churches did, they went and stopped the prophet. You know, they've been shutting down the prophet. And that's one of the things I always say to my wife, if you got a message, speak it, because she's a prophet and she would already speak, you know? And you need to let the prophet speak because they're the ones that know where the ship is going. You know what I mean? And they'll tell the captain, which is the pastor. So praise God. Amen? Hallelujah. Even though you've got, you know, the Holy Ghost will speak to you as an individual, but you do need to have the prophet as well. Amen? With two or three witness. Amen? And not trying to put our church on the pedestal, make ourselves something up there, but I praise God that we have started this church. My name, as Pastor John was saying, I'm Pastor Darren. Our ministry is called Bushfire Ministry. Sorry I didn't mention it in the beginning, but that's our ministry, Bushfire Ministry. God actually gave us the name. He said, this ministry is called Bushfire. I said, Bushfire? Oh, okay, Bushfire. And you know what he said? He said, the people that come to this church, they are my people. I said, okay. And he said, this church is my church. Amen? That's what he said. And I've seen, ever since we started that church, they didn't want another Pentecostal in the church, or in the town. You know, we was called everything, you name it. But you know, when you do something right for God, you're always going to get things against you, eh? You know, we were in a cult. We're practicing witchcraft. That's why people are getting healed. I saw it in the name of Jesus. You know, they were saying all these things. And even some of the pastors, when they see me, I'll be walking down the road. As soon as they see me, they detour the other way. You know why? Because I know who I am in Christ. Amen? And they know that he can't confront me or say anything to me because I know. Amen? Hallelujah. And when you know who you are in Christ, even every devil in hell will know who you are too. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Can we just stand once more? And if we could, give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a clap offering this morning. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We give you all of the glory. We thank you. Pastor John.